שלום, אנחנו לומדים את המאמר של בעל הסולם.
Hello, we're reading the article of Baal HaSulam, The Love of God and the Love of Man, in the writings of Baal HaSulam on page 176 in volume 1. You can enter our site, Cup TV or Sviatova, send questions, pertinent questions. The lesson will be aired during the lesson. So again, we're in the writings of Baal HaSulam, volume 1, page 176, in the article The Love of God and the Love of Man, on the heading And to Adhere to Him. There still remains room to ask, if the whole purpose of the Torah and all of creation is but to raise the base humanity to become worthy of that wonderful sublimity and to adhere to Him, He should have created us with that sublimity to begin with instead of troubling us with the labor of creation and Torah and mitzvot. We could explain this with the words of our sages. One who eats that which is not his is afraid to look at his face. Which means that anyone who feeds on the labor of others is afraid or ashamed to look at his own form, for his form is inhuman. And because no deficiency comes from his wholeness, he has prepared for us this work, so we may enjoy the labor of our own hands. This is why he created this for us, this creation in this base, lowly form. And the work in Torah and mitzvot lifts us from the lowness of creation. And through it, we achieve our sublimity by ourselves. Then we do not feel the delight and pleasure that comes to us from his generous hand as a gift, but as the owners of that pleasure.
So the Creator created a will to receive, which is opposite to him, and that in that he built creation, which is separate from him. That's one. Two, because it is impossible that he will create something that is incomplete, that is imperfect. It's impossible that from a whole operator, something non-whole will emerge. So to begin with, in the plan of creation, the whole of creation was standing, was built perfectly, equal to the Creator. And now it's a simple system. If creation has to be opposite to the Creator, because otherwise it's not a creation, so it has to be a will to receive opposite to the will to bestow, but it also has to be equal to Him, because the whole operator cannot create an incomplete action. So to begin with, the whole process was already designed for Him, from beginning to end, with the created will to receive, that it's now in bestowal. He created a will to receive, and that will to receive, it works in bestowal. And that's how creation comes to its completion and everything's okay. The only question is that if He provides that final state to creation right away, then these created beings are once again not considered created beings in the sense of having independence, wholeness, being similar to the Creator, at the level of the Creator, and in control of reality. So in order for them to become equal to Him, they need to earn that whole state by themselves. And therefore, what He prepares is the whole process with the entire ladder so that with our own strength we can come to this high attainment. Understood? Yes. Okay. Let's continue. What's not clear? It's all clear to you. You just have complaints.
Many things are not clear to me. Maybe to others it's clear. Listen, the thing is,
everything, it's clear that everything.
Yeah, it's really interesting. It says, the moment for us to get it in our hands, he prepared this work for us and created it in such a lowly way. And the work is through a Torah and mitzvot, which is given to us, that raises us from the lowliness of creation. Usually right. You have to get to perfection. How can you get to perfection from such a state, such a thing?
Specifically because we're in this opposite state, and we understand that this opposite state is for us, that throughout the whole path from zero we come to 100%, but with our work first, with our exertion, with the changes that we invite, we of course don't do it, but we invite it, each and every correction. By that we understand what's happening in creation, how the whole of creation works from beginning to end in its broken form, in its corrected form. That's what he prepared for us, and he prepared it for us with love, just like I prepare something for my little child, so that he learns his life from these games and challenges where he has to exert and sweat and try and piece together things, etc. So I have to learn the work of the Creator. He does the work, but I study his work. And thereby, I become wise and great as he is. What's the problem here? It's unclear, of course. It's tough, of course. You can say whatever you want, but if you look at creation from the point of view of the Creator, you see no flaw in it. Nothing. There's nothing missing here. He prepared everything. It's difficult, okay. Maybe the difficulty is in that we don't understand the path, and also, not that he made it so that we don't understand it, but that for some reason, we are not willing, we're not wanting. So, the next state already exists, everything's ready, nothing is missing. We just have to understand how to put all these things into place.
I completely accept what you're saying, that it's a perfect thing. It's clear to me, it's clear. But if you're asking me on my flesh, there's no proportions here. You understand? He's saying here that by this work,
In order to have proportions, you have to know both ends, both edges.
Explain to me what that is.
Then you can say there's no proportion, there's no connection, there's no correlation. But first you need to understand this and that. What do you know about these two things? You don't understand a lot about this world, all the more so about the other end, the spiritual world. So what proportions are you talking about? It's like a one click that gives you the perfect state. And it's really like that.
Look, he writes there that by doing this work, you acquire this. It means that, like, I acquire that's my asset.
We demand it. We have no understanding. We have no awareness but we can demand it. From being in the 10 and trying to establish from ourselves this one uniform integrated system, the soul, in short. Why not?
Explain to me, why is it such an extreme thing? Why is it such a zigzag where I have to feel it on my flesh? Such terrible suffering. Why?
No.
No, I'm suffering.
No, it's not terrible suffering. I look at you and I see that you...
I've suffered.
Okay, everyone says that.
No, but really, how can you go through such states?
From end to end, you have to go through every state, otherwise there's no attainment. You cannot attain something without opposites, one thing from its opposite, the light and darkness and gap between them, and that gap always grows, always expands and increases, and that's how you attain things.
In short, I have a question for you. What is all this suffering for? So I'll find a 10.
Your suffering comes from not wanting to follow the prescription that you're given.
What are you actually telling me? What's that sentence, this last sentence of yours?
that you need to carry out what's up to you, just like in this world. And you're saying, no, I don't want this world, I don't want to be a human, I don't want anything, just leave me alone.
What do I need to do?
You need to connect with others so as to find in your connection a quality called bestowal and love. That's it.
So then I won't have troubles in my body, it blows?
That the body can suffer. Okay.
We're on the top of page 177. However, we must still understand the source of the lowliness that we feel upon receiving a gift. Nature scientists know that the nature of every branch is close to its root. The branch loves all the conducts in the root, wants them, covets them, and derives benefit from them. Conversely, the branch stays away from everything that is not in the root. It cannot tolerate them and is harmed by them. Because our root is the Creator, who does not receive but bestows, we feel sorrow and degradation upon every reception from another. Now we understand the purpose of adhering to Him, as the sublimity of Dvikut is only the equivalence of the branch with its root. On the other hand, the whole matter of lowliness is only the remoteness from the root. Or in other words, each being whose ways are corrected to bestow upon their others rises and becomes capable of adhering to Him. And every being whose way is reception and self-love is degraded and removed far from the Creator. As a remedy, the Torah and Mitzvot have been prepared for us. In the beginning, we are to observe it in Lolishma, meaning to receive a reward. This is the case during the period of Katnut, as education.
Torah and Mitzvot, meaning our correction, the correction of the will to receive, that we have received from the sin of the tree of knowledge. Our desires are interconnected in 613 parts, and each and every part is broken in order to receive, and we have to correct it to be in order to bestow. The correction of each and every desire is called making a commandment, a mitzvah. If we do that action by the light that reforms, and that's what's called Torah. So our whole correction is referred to as Torah and mitzvot. Understood? Good. Okay, good. Next.
And when one grows, one is taught to observe Torah and mitzvot lishma, meaning to bring contentment to one's maker and not for self-love. Now we can understand the words of our sages who asked, why should the Creator mind whether one slaughters at the throat or slaughters at the back of the neck? After all, the mitzvot were given only so as to cleanse people through them.
So it's clear that after I know how to slaughter a beast correctly, I do this the copy of this on the still vegetative and animate levels, but it doesn't correct my will to receive. The will to receive, it belongs to the human level. The correction belongs to the human level.
But we still do not know what the cleansing means. We therefore said we understand that man is born a wild ass's colt, completely immersed in the filth and lowliness of self-reception and self-love, without any spark of love for one's fellow person and bestowal. In such a state, one is at the farthest point from the root. And when one grows and is educated in Torah and Mitzvot, defined only by the aim to bring contentment to one's maker and not at all for self-love, one comes to the degree of bestowal upon one's fellow person through the natural remedy in the study of Torah and Mitzvot Lishma, which the giver of the Torah knew. As our sages said, I have created the evil inclination, and I have created for it the Torah as a spice. By this, the creature develops in the degrees of the above said sublimity, until one loses any form of self-love and self-reception, and one's every attribute is to bestow or to receive in order to bestow. Our sages said about this, the mitzvot were given only in order to cleanse people by them. And then, one adheres to one's root, to the extent of the words, and to adhere to him.
Questions?
No words.
Maurice, yes.
Good morning, Rav, dear friends, and world Kli. We're learning the Pticha, and from the world of Atzilut, here we went down to something a little bit more tangible, even though it's very high also. I would like to ask, with your permission, a question that awakens from these two things together. Here, Atzmuto, his essence, is described as a light that has no change, it's just love, whereas the Bore, the Creator, has both good and evil, and we actually create him. We and our qualities and our ability to connect can make the Creator something good or something not good.
Right. According to what?
According to the connection that
according
we do.
According to our behavior. It's like a little child. He says, Mommy is bad when she's being tough with him. And he says, good mommy when she gives him candy. So, as if, you know, the mother relates to him negatively and positively. The mother's changing.
No, she's always good.
No, so say that that's on behalf of creation. So what are you asking?
So the question is like this, Rav. It's as if his essence created the Creator as an assisting tool for us. The ten is, also, of course, also an assisting instrument in order to help us along the way to correct our qualities and to get closer, actually, to becoming a kli for the upper light.
This is how we relate to the upper light, the force of bestowal, the force of love, force that comes to us and can fulfill us and give us its quality. And that's what we're expecting. In order for this force to influence us, we need to be similar to it, based on our structure. If we connect in the ten, and we want him to dwell in us, and we do all kinds of actions from the Kli to make actions so that we can be similar to the light, then the light influences us. There is a certain radiation, let's say, a projection that comes from that force of bestowal upon us from far away. What do I mean from far away? There's no actual equivalence between us yet, between the light and the Kli, but from afar it shines on me. And that's how we advance.
And I want, Rav, with your permission, there's a certain assumption from everything we read and what I thought, which is actually when we reach the end of correction, the status of the Creator needs to disappear because he has no more place in our eyes between us and the upper force. As if it's a system that was created for us.
We'll live and we'll see. I don't know. I'm not going to argue about the final correction. Let's go there first. I agree. Then whatever happens, happens.
Thank you very much, Rav.
Good luck. All right. Who else wanted to talk about the final correction or something? Yeah? No?
Yosef from Jerusalem is asking, You said that at a certain stage a person discovers that the Creator is guiding us. How is that revealed?
The Creator is always directing us. There's not a moment, which is not directed by the Creator. There's no state that I'm in, any state, if it's not written and programmed, designed by the Creator. And whatever I think is not the case is because of the concealment, that He Himself created the concealment over this, so that I will make an effort to discover Him. And to the extent that I ask to discover Him, to help me discover Him according to equivalence of form that I discover, etc., to that extent, I correct myself. Because I look at where can He be, a hiding Creator, here and there and where, and then I try to see where will I discover Him, how, this way and that way, in all kinds of ways. And then in order to come to these revelations, I need to change. And when I change, when I try to discover Him, then suddenly I discover how much I've changed, how much I have progressed. And then, really, I discover that He hides, but He hides with great wisdom, as if He tells me, I'm here, oh no, I'm here, I'm there. And then I'm starting to see that the world is not empty, it's a concealment, and the Creator is hiding in every corner. And that's how I always am running towards discovering Him. And the correct chase is when I'm brought to the group, and there, in the 10, I can begin to discover Him in a purposeful and in a direct way through direct efforts with the friends. And then we build a vessel and a connection with Him so that He certainly, that it must be revealed. We are now sowing a net to catch Him.
He also asks, when do we merit the first time that the Creator is behind every deed that's happening in the world?
When we have prepared a vessel for His revelation, then we'll feel. What do you mean the first time? So it'll be the first time. We have to achieve that. It's difficult. The first time is the most difficult thing to grasp. But that's what we're going to do. Only in the 10, you don't have any other kli. We're in a state of the last generation where only if we go according to the directions of Bala Sulam and Rabash, between the friends, then we will discover Him. Everything else, you may discover a little bit of illumination of chasadim, some luminescence, but some kind of a so-called spiritual stuff. But it's not the actual revelation of the Creator in this world. Yes.
You're always telling us that in the 10, that's the platform that we need to work in. Every time we connect and more to the 10, to my 10, my love grows to them. And as a result of that, I receive pleasures that are immense. How do I get rid of that and come to Lishma?
We don't need to get rid of this. Why?
But that's things I want to do. It's like for me, I receive pleasures from it. I have an interest that...
So what? You can enjoy it?
So how do I actually come to Lishma from the direction beyond that?
Try together with them to come to a mutual pleasure that you get from connection, from connecting. That is called love covers all crimes. And then, by love, you can also bring the Creator closer to this, that you want to discover Him in a common love between you. And it will appear, it will come. But you have to not just enjoy on your own, but also make the friends enjoy being in the tent.
I'm trying.
That's a kli. That's already a kli that prepares itself for the revelation of the Creator. Happiness, that joyfulness that comes from the connection, that's the same light of Chasadim, the force that will reveal the Creator.
New York.
What's going on there in New York? We don't hear you, Leo. No, we don't hear you. Nope. Okay. Moldova. Where is Moldova? Can't see. Oh, Moldova.
Good morning, Rav. Friends. How do we move from the attitude of reward and punishment to the disturbances that come? How do we replace one with the other?
Look, in everything we have to see reward. In everything, there's no moment in a person's life that goes away and a person remains without any reward for it. There's no such thing. Even people who just live on the streets, in the sense that they don't know anything about themselves, and all the more so with us. So first of all, we have to be thankful. Start from, I am grateful to you, towards the Creator, who created and gave you an opportunity to advance, to connect to Him, to connect to the group and move along with the group towards the goal. And besides that, as you're now preparing for the big Congress, and there needs to be place for the entire world here, both virtual and physical. So your work, if you care about the Congress, and for you guys it's actually simpler than with others, then in that you're doing spiritual work, you're advancing in the safest and most comfortable way. Be concerned about how to serve the 1,000 people that you'll meet in less than 3 months. Take care of that and see how much it advances you. And go into each and every detail of that. I recommend it. I'm also thinking about this already. Moscow.
Rav, the question is as such. We're already for 4 days that we're going through the Ramchal duties. We have a place where men gather. There's a Zoom link which appears on this table of the duties. There's another link for the women where they gather and do the same exercise. The question is, the majority of the groups in the World Kli and most of the tens have already connected to this exercise. Now, part of the friends are not yet active because all kinds of reasons. We as groups, is it worthwhile for us to scrutinize those matters? Why friends didn't start participating, or should we enable them to have free will in this?
What are you doing in the Ramchal duty? Tell me, please. Denise.
Some of the tens simply connect and do some kind of internal prayer. Some of the friends read from the source materials that whole time. It simply depends on the decision of the ten. Each ten does what helps her hold on and maintain the intention for the World Kli.
I didn't understand. I took part in that yesterday a little bit, and I didn't understand what's going on there. I didn't understand. It's not very organized. It's something that no one exactly understands what needs to happen.
I don't know.
I don't know. I think that maybe we have to display some prayer in text, a request from the Creator from our collective group. And in these few minutes, that we're doing this, we need to read the text and then raise our desire to the Creator. I don't know what to do, but you have to. I didn't understand what's the action. We need to think about it. We don't have time now already, but we need to think about it. Write to me, and let's correspond, and let's see. I'm waiting. If you want, let's think about how to organize this. Okay?
I just want to say that in hour 10, it's one of the most powerful moments all day long. That 20-minute duty, we read from the sources materials, we read from Mesilat Yesharim of Ramchal, we read Psalms, we do two Nigunim during these 20 minutes, and it's simply one of the most powerful, strong actions, and also most intentional throughout the day.
But you do it inside the 10, right? And that's it.
Yes, because the 10 has to hold on to those 20 minutes. So there's always one person that reads the sources, each time it's someone else. It's simply an action, one of the most beautiful and strong and powerful ones there are.
Very nice. I'm envy. I want to be contacted that way as well.
No.
Yes.
There was an announcement that the tens are invited to do the Ramchal duty in Zoom in a shared way, specifically for the Ramchal duty, and that each can enter and get an impression from the meeting and to do their duty from one, pass on the duty from one ten to another.
Okay, very good. All right, New York, you have sound?
Can you hear us? So there's a question about the article. He says that when he grows and is educated in Torah Mitzvot and so on, he reaches the degree of bestowing to his fellow friend and so on in a natural way. The question is whether the correction of the Torah he's cutting up.
It's not clear what's happening to your sound there. Repeat.
Okay, again, he writes in the article that when he grows and is educated in Torah Mitzvot, which is defined as the intention to bring contentment to his maker and not for self-love, he reaches the degree of bestowing to his friend through the work in Torah Mitzvot.
Yes.
Is this correction of Torah Mitzvot, can they happen before the ego grows? Meaning, can it happen or start before, like he said, before he starts to educate from Katnut and so on? But does it have to be besides the ego that's growing all the time?
So how will he correct? The person doesn't correct what is not in him.
Does it have to always be preceded by the ego?
To the extent that the ego grows, more and more possibility to correct it appears, and that's called carrying out Torah and Mitzvot.
Okay, so also in the correction towards the world, on the outside, it also has to be only as we proceed with the ego, or can people hear things even before their ego comes to some degree or some edge?
People can hear anything. The question is whether they can correct what's in them. Of course they can't, but to the extent they hear, their ego evolves, and then they see that, yeah, it's possible to make corrections.
Meaning there's also an importance to hear things even before my ego is in the appropriate degree?
For everyone. There's importance in showing everyone, telling everyone what's written about human correction. Even if they have a very small desire, it's still important to tell it to them, because that way their ego will grow and erupt and bring them closer to corrections. And also people who come to us, to the groups, they should hear this, and we should this way we grow them faster, we advance their process. The upper light will do the work.
So it's actually like building an incubator where you want to hasten the act of the ego.
Yeah, it's exactly the example from Baal HaSulam, how we can hasten our development. He talks about the incubator as an example. Where? In the newspaper, The Nation, right?
And only one more thing. And is it just enough to hear these things, or do you need to see an example, or is it enough the message itself that can already work on him?
Work on the message, work on everything. Besides that, fix your microphone, okay? You are... I understand you're a third world country there. But still, you know, move forward a bit. All right, that's done with New York. Now we can, what? Conclude this lesson. Yes.
Afternoon lesson. You're invited to watch today at 1:30 Israel time, live broadcast with Rav Lightman. Thank you to our TV viewers, and good day. The Fundamentals to the Wisdom of Kabbalah. We are happy to invite you to acquaintance meetings towards the opening of the course of the Fundamentals of the Wisdom of Kabbalah. These will take place in June in Carmiel and Kfar Saba. Entrance is 30 shekels, and with RSVPing, details and registration on 1-900-700-509-209 or KAB COIL. Women are connecting for the sake of the unification of the people. On Sunday, June 16th, there will be a global women meeting that's all joy and connection in the center in Petah Tikva. We will have a world Yeshivat Chavirot and a meeting and lesson with Rav Lightman. Participation for women from 18 and older. And now we will sing. מתחברים אל המקור בפירוב אקוודור זורם נהר של אהבה בין אילת לערבה ברור שאין עוד מלבדו בליסבון ובבורדו ושהותו וגם מיטיב בניו יורק ותל אביב Around the world a ray of light is calling people to unite Igniting all the points inside Endless love will be our guide Above the place and beyond time A new humanity will shine Above the place and beyond time A new humanity will shine Kazakhstan, Sibir and Krim Дышит воздухом одним, устремление едино от Москвы до Сахалина, от Чикаго до Читы, от Литвы до Алматы, от Сиднея до Берлина, от Парижа до Пекина. Around the world a ray of light is calling people to unite. Igniting all the points inside Endless love will be our guide Above the place and beyond time A new humanity will shine Above the place and beyond time A new humanity will shine Mire lo que sucedió en Japón y Kazajstán. Se abren los cielos también en Moscú y Jerusalén. Más ciudades y naciones, más hermanos y uniones. Grandes olas de amor, solo un clic, un corazón. Around the world a ray of light is calling people to unite.
what's inside. Endless love will be our guide. Above the place and beyond time, a new humanity will shine.